Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Wamsley.
Welcome to Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Wamsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. But today, I want to change the term, and I'd like to talk about your financial empowerment. New term, new concept, empowerment. And I'm going to make a statement. It's one I've made in the past and haven't thought about it in a long time. It just sort of popped into my head last night when I was discussing someone's financial success with them. And it just came into my mind that real estate changes you. Or real estate changed me, however you want to phrase it. But the point is that real estate will change you as a person. In many, many ways. It empowers you in so many different ways, it's hard to even appreciate, right? So today what I'm going to discuss these ways, as many of them as I can get in today, discuss how real estate actually changes you. So let's start with the not so obvious one, which is it changes you financially. And it changes you in a way that empowers you to be able to become wealthy very quickly. Whereas before you bought that real estate, you had only one way to earn money. And that was to trade time for money. It's a very slow process to trade time for money, especially millions and millions of dollars. But it's very, very easy to make millions and millions of dollars if you are invested correctly and leveraged correctly. You can do this in a very short period of time. Many people make $1 million in the first year of investing in real estate. It's just not that hard to do. So we look at this thing and let's talk about where we start here. I want you to assume that you're a young kid. We'll start out with a young kid. And you've got $10,000 in the bank. That's a pretty successful young kid. You know, all your friends and everything are looking at, wow, that's pretty good. Now, if you could figure out how to earn a 10% return on $10,000, you could make $1,000 a year. So you'd go out and work at your job. You'd work 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week, whatever you work. And you earn 20, 30, 50, 70, I don't know how much you're going to earn, but you're going to earn some amount of money. And you were able to save up $10,000, right? So when you look at the situation and go, if I'm able to save $10,000, roughly $800 a month, $700-some dollars a month, that's my power. That's the limit to my power, right? Because I'm living off what I make. But now, if I go buy just one rent house, take my $10,000, right, and put it down and buy this rent house now can earn me way more than that in many different ways. It can earn me not only cash flow, and by the way, that $10,000 you had before probably wouldn't earn 10%, it earned 1% in the bank, so you'd really only earn $100 a year. But now we can go out there and we can earn 10, 20, 30% in cash flow. I've seen 40, 50% cash flow returns. You know, $500, $600, $700 a month positive cash flow. We've seen those recently because interest rates are so low and because rents are so high. So now you average, you know, a minimum of $500 a month times 12 months and you're making $6,000. You're making almost 60% return on that $10,000. Now think about that. $500 a month times 12 is $6,000. That's a 60% return, right? But not only that, not only are you making a 60% return and increasing your net worth at a 60% rate of return, that house goes up in value. And let's say you bought that house for $100,000 and it was in stress and you fixed it up and you made an instant capture $10,000 to $20,000. Let's say $20,000. You've captured 200% return on your $10,000. So now this first year you made 260% return in your net worth. So your net worth now is 260% better than it was a year before. Now your friend who had taken different advice than you decided not to invest in real estate. He decided to take the $10,000 and stick it over here in some type of a mutual fund or any other type of, you know, fund that maybe tracks something or even just picks one or two stocks, whatever, and makes very little. In fact, maybe even loses it. So after he loses the money, right? After he loses the money, he's all fed up. He's done. He doesn't like investing anymore. He wants that money for something else, and it's liquid. It's there available to him if there's any of it left. And so he pulls it out and spends it. Do you realize that you are now a completely different person than your friend who just 1 year ago, you and your friend had a completely, were on exactly the same page in how life should occur, how life will financially progress. And after 1 year of doing the wrong things, your friend has now been trained psychologically to believe that there's no possible way he or she could ever become rich, that he's doomed to working for the rest of their life and trying to save 10% of what they earn to create this bundle of money that they might live off of when they get old and can't work any longer. But you know, everything has changed about you. You're not even close to the same person you were, because now you understand things that you never understood before. And now you have the ability, the empowerment to change your life yourself. This is the most important thing starting a real estate program does for you. It empowers you, right? Now let's talk about your parents. Your parents have done what they've done their whole lives, and they have $100,000 saved up. They take that $100,000 and go buy a $1 million apartment complex, and what do they have? Well, now they have something that's producing for them a massive rate of return. They have an apartment complex that has gone up in value. Many of the deals that we do go up in value within the first 6 months, because of the changes we make in operations to where they make 20% rate of return. Many of the properties also end up doubling the invested capital. That's a very common thing to see, that within a year, most of the deals that we do, the people doing the deals are looking to have refinanced out at least the amount of money they put into the deal, so at least 100% rate of return, right? And now they've doubled their net worth in 1 year, and they can go do it again. But there's one other aspect of this that you're missing. Let's say there's inflation of whatever percent you want to pick. I'll pick 5%. And so you pick 5% inflation on $1 million, right? And what is that, right? What is 5% on $1 million? Your property's going up. Now, if you had that $100,000, 5% would be $5,000, right? But on $1 million, what is that? $50,000. So your net worth is going up $50,000 every year for doing nothing. Now, that's only if you don't do other things like increase the rent, decrease the expenses, and make it go up instantly much more than 5%. But if you just sit there and maintain the status quo, it still goes up in value. Not $5,000 a year. Because if you own $100,000 worth of cash and inflation goes up 5%, you have 5% less buying power. But if you own a $1 million apartment complex and it goes up 5%, you just made $50,000. Your friend's buying power is being eroded, and your buying power is being enhanced. Wow. How did anybody ever know that would happen? We'll take a short break. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
It's easy to see why Personal Real Estate Investor Magazine named Lifestyles Unlimited the best real estate education and mentoring program in the United States. We take you by the hand and teach you how to invest in real estate. We've been doing it for 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won independent, local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 9 of the last 9 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Talking about how real estate changes us as people. Just as soon as we buy it, we're instantly a different person than what we were before we purchased the real estate. And let's get back to talking about the person who just bought the apartment complex. You think about this net worth level. Before you had a balance sheet, your balance sheet was such that you had a life savings of $100,000 and an asset of a home of maybe $200,000. So your total balance sheet was $300,000. Now, if you look at the fact that you go and buy this apartment complex immediately puts $1 million worth of assets on your financial statement. Now, of course, there's offsetting liabilities also, but you don't pay the liabilities because the company that owns that apartment complex is the one responsible for those liabilities. You're going to get a loan that's a non-recourse loan that says that you don't owe for those. So those liabilities are not going to be on your balance sheet. But that apartment complex is going to be on your balance sheet, and it's going to make you look completely different when you walk into a banker and, you know, they sit down with a banker and you go, okay, I've got $1 million plus of assets here compared to I have $100,000 or $200,000 worth of assets. It's a completely different thing. It makes you look different to the banker. It also is going to make you look different to everybody you know. And, you know, forget about the ego and the pride and all that stuff. There's a little bit of that in all of us. But you imagine when you tell somebody for the first time, yes, I own an apartment complex. People tell me all the time on Tell Dell, and when I meet them, they say, I never could have perceived even that a single person, that a family could own an apartment complex. It's like, that's so far out of my realm of believing that I could own a business like that. And now you are the owner of that business. You are a business person the second you close on that deal. Whereas before, you were an employee. Now, maybe you're both at this point. Maybe you still are an employee somewhere. But you are now a business owner. So the day that I started buying real estate, my boss at work thought he was so far ahead of us that he looked down on us all the time. And, you know, we're young. We don't really care. I mean, we don't like being pushed around and, you know, tormented or whatever. And the guy did it in many different ways, verbal abuse, job discrimination, you name it. There's all kinds of stuff goes on out there. But you just put up with it. You know, it's part of the world. You got to do that or you're not going to get yourself a paycheck, right? But the day I started buying real estate, I was richer than he was. It didn't matter that he was my boss because now I was more of a human being than he was. I was more financially free. I was more intellectually free. I had envisionments of options that he could never imagine. And eventually the company I was working for went out of business. He lost his job and now he's broke old man trying to make a living, trying to get by. Right? So that balance sheet change is very, very important. When you go to try to do something else in life, that balance sheet makes all the difference. So, you know, you take the young kid and you put 3 or 4 rent houses on his balance sheet as a young kid, and you're talking about somebody now not being looked at like a young kid. We've got, you know, 26-year-old kid that bought an apartment complex, you know, made millions. So what else is different? Your income statement. When you go to qualify for anything on your income statement, they're going to take a look at your income. Now, if you have rental properties, say you have four rent houses at $500 a piece, you got $2,000 a month more income than you had before. So you are going to qualify more easily for additional loans. People seem to think that the more rent houses you get, the more that would mess up your credit and you wouldn't be able to buy houses. No, that's not the case at all. If you're doing rental houses correctly, the more of them you own, the more of them you will qualify for because you have more income, right? And I'm talking about net income. You know, you got your rental income and then you've got your expenses away from, and then you've got your net income, and that's what we're talking about. You have more net income. This is important when you go to qualify. So the more you do, the more options you create, the more doors you open. And that makes it so that you're a different person. The second you buy real estate, you're a different person. When I went from my first apartment complex to my second apartment complex, I was a different person. I had almost no problem at all getting the second apartment complex because I had already owned one. I owned one right across the street. I had to assume a loan. I never assumed a loan. The first apartment I bought owner financed. So I didn't even have to go to the bank and qualify. But now that I owned one, it didn't matter that it was owner financed. Now that I own one, I'm an owner. And so when I went to the next one, I had to qualify for a loan, assume. I had to assume a $750,000 loan. No problem. Boom. Just like that. I had it. Why? Because I own the one across the street. Because I was doing well with the one across the street. Because it showed me as having, you know, $50,000 to $70,000 worth of income a year, right? It had changed me as a human being. And real estate will change you. Each time you go up the ladder, you're able to buy something larger. And what's interesting is not even just a little bit larger, although that's how I did it. I went up just a little bit each time. But I've seen people go from a 40 unit, the next deal they do is a 200 unit. In fact, I had somebody on yesterday that did that. It happens all the time. That first one under your belt changes you as a human being. It makes you a business person, right? It's unbelievable. The next thing it does for you is the second you buy a business, it makes you personally aware. Personal financial awareness is probably more valuable than even having the apartment complex. Because when I meet people right now, if we would go and have a meeting, say, okay, I'm going to have a free meeting, come on in. And we say, how many of you here can tell me exactly what the net value of your personal house is, your residence? 99% of them can't tell you. If I ask you, what is your total net worth? 99% of you can't tell me. What did you earn passively on all your income last year? 99% of you can't tell me, or the answer is zero, which is easy to know. These are the kinds of things that are really going to make a difference in your life because you're going to start paying attention to them. You're going to start counting. Counting is an interesting concept that once you become aware that there is something that you need to be paying attention to and you start paying attention to it, something magical happens. And it is magical because it just happens. It starts to become better. If you were just to get up and write your weight down every day on a board and you had to look at the results and make heads and tails of that every day, you wouldn't even have to go on a diet. You'd lose weight. You wouldn't even have to start a workout program. You'd lose weight because you'd start being aware of what you did and what it meant to you. And once you start becoming aware of what you've done financially and what it can do for you or to you, that is going to change your life just in and of itself. We're going to go to a short break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a story about how a self-help development person came into a business and completely turned the business around by simply counting. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Wamsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back. We're talking about today how real estate changes you as a person the second you buy it. And I was about ready to share a story when we went to break about how this business consultant came into this factory, and the factory owner had been trying to increase output but had not been able to figure out how to do it. So they brought in this highfalutin consultant, thought he'd give all kinds of really great speeches and lectures and you know, redesign everything and, you know, change the attitude and all this. And the guy said, well, let's just walk around the factory a little bit and see what's going on. So they walked out there and walked up to a guy that was working on the lathe, and he said, interesting job. How many of those things do you produce a day? And the guy goes, I can get done about four a day. He says, okay, great. That's good. And he goes, I hope that you really enjoy your job. You're doing a great job, you know. And he takes out a piece of chalk and he goes down on the concrete floor and puts the number four on the ground. Just, you know, carves it in there with a little chalk. No big deal. No fanfare, nothing, just walks off. He goes to the next bank of equipment, asks the same thing to the next guy, you know, how many of these pieces can you knock out in a day? And each person proceeded to give their number that they could produce a day or that they averaged a day, and he just wrote the thing on the floor. And then he said, that's it, we fixed it. They go, what do you mean you fixed it? And he says, you watch. So the second shift comes in, right? It works nights, so they can keep the factory productive. They run two shifts. Second shift comes in, and they're all going, what are these numbers on the floor? And the consultant goes, well, I just had everybody write down how much they can produce in one shift. And he said, that's all. We're just trying to keep track to find out, you know, what we're producing. We really don't have a real accurate count. We want to see what we can do. And then he walks away, and that's it. No fanfare, no big speech, no lecture, nothing. Just walks away. But when they came back in the morning, a funny thing had happened. The second shift had marked out the number of the first shift and put a larger number down, as if we're better than them. And this continued to go on like this until the factory had increased its productivity by 50%. At which time it was necessary to go to the next level of motivation and inspiration, which I'll get to in another day. What I want you to see is, when I first started keeping track of my personal income and doing it in different modes, in other words, okay, right now, this month I got paid X in my job, and then I would multiply that times 12 months, and that would be my annual income. But then the next month, I would take what I got in the first month and the second month, add them together, divide by 2, multiply by 12, and that would become my projected annual income. Because I was on commissions, I didn't earn the exact amount every single paycheck. And so I kept adding them all together, dividing by the number of months, projecting my average monthly income, and then projecting it out over the rest of the year. And what was interesting is, if you watch this little practice, what I found was, is that in just that income bracket, I started growing. I started making more money because there was a reason to make more money, because I was driving at a goal, and the goal was to increase the annual income. Now, this happened because I first started buying real estate. It didn't happen before that. It was something that all of a sudden I became aware of my finances. I started tracking them very closely. On my first rent house, I tracked what my income was, and then I added up and figured out what the annual income would be, and then totaled down on that spreadsheet what my total annual income would be. When I added another house, I now added that in, and another one, and another one, I added it in. As it all went on, I could see that my annual income was growing in leaps and bounds. I then started doing the same thing about my net worth, keeping track of it. And when I started tracking my personal net worth, I saw it starting to grow in leaps and bounds, because now there was a reason. Wow, if I could just get one more, it'll put me there. I'll have hit that goal, the goal of being wealthier than my dad ever was. And it's only going to take me 6 months to do it. You know, wealthier than my boss could ever be. And it only took me a year to do it. All these kinds of things gave me direction. The other thing it did was it gave me control. For the first time ever in my life, I realized that I have control of my finances. That my boss doesn't control my annual pay anymore. You can pay me what you will pay me, but I will make what I want to make, because now I had financial control over my life. Before that, I didn't. I was at the mercy of whoever I worked for, right? But not anymore. Now I had control of my own life. The next thing that happened was I found out about tax-free income. And this started blowing my mind. This realization of tax-free income is something that just, once you ever understand it, you will never, ever, ever go back. Because what I realized was, although I made $70,000 a year in my job, I only took home $40,000. After it's all said and done, I was taking home $40,000. And I realized I didn't have to replace $70,000 worth of income to retire. I only needed to replace $40,000 worth of income to retire. And that was very easy, because that's just 20 houses, right? Or not even that. Let's see what that would be. 40,000 divided by 12. I got to figure this out here real quick, because it's important to see how easy it is to accomplish your goal. You know, if you're making 70, you only have to replace 40. So we say $40,000 divided by 12 months. We're only taking home $3,300 a month. Divide that by $500. And we're talking about 6.5 or 7 houses. So it's 7 houses. I could retire. Wow. You talk about empowerment. Do you understand how that realization can empower someone? You do not have to work for the next 40 years of your life to be able to retire someday, maybe. But to know that all they've got to come up with is 7 houses and I'm done for the rest of my life, I'll earn that income. Now, of course, you don't stop at 7 houses. I ended up with 100 houses. And of course, you don't stop with 1 apartment complex. I ended up with 11. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the understanding that 6 houses or 1 apartment complex and you can retire is the empowerment that you first have to have. Because before something can happen, it has to be visualized. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. But first, it has to be conceived. And secondly, it has to be believed. Then the third part, achieving it, isn't even that hard. So here I was, with a few rent houses, realizing, man, this thing's going to be over quick. I'm going to get out of here. And it took me 2.5 years because, by the way, I didn't make $500 a month positive cash flow in each house. I only made $200. Because back then, interest rates were 11%. And back then, rents were lower than they are now. So I thought a $200 a month positive cash flow was a good deal. So I had to have more than what I had, than what you have to have. You don't have to have near as much to be able to retire, right? And so tax-free income, the concept of tax-free income, the fact that you could go out and buy an apartment complex. I bought an apartment complex that was 64 units. I paid $800,000 for it. I put $100,000 down. And it was owner finance for me. I raised the rents $100 a month. And, you know, 100 times 60 is $6,000 a month, $72,000 a year. That increased the value of that apartment complex by, on a 10 cap rate, which it was back then, was probably about $750,000. So now my property's worth $750,000 more. So I go to the bank, and I have another apartment I want to buy right next door, and it's going to cost me $300,000 to buy it. So I go to the bank and go, I need money to buy this other apartment, and I've got all this equity in this apartment. And they just gave me it. They said, okay, we'll refinance you, pull out $500,000 or whatever it was I pulled out. I don't remember exactly how much it was, but it was enough to buy that property and enough to do some repairs on the property that I already owned. And there was the money. Money I never had, never would have had. There it was. But what was interesting was that money that I pulled out was also tax-free. Now, it's one thing to say you're making $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month like the apartment made me. And at one point, for 15 years, the thing averaged about $10,000 to $15,000 a month of positive cash flow, even after refinancing out millions of dollars of money. But within that, looks like you're taking us to a break a little early. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow, for the next couple of days, for a week, a couple of months, a year? How long until you'd lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about how real estate changes you. We've talked about financially in many different ways how it changes you and how much more rapidly it changes you. But now we're going to talk about the awareness factors that come into play once you begin investing in real estate. The first one I think is probably the most important is the awareness of unlimited opportunity. You know, whatever it is you do out there, say you're going to open up a little flower shop, if that's what you want to do, you realize that you only have so much business close to that flower shop, and there's only so much of you to go around. And there's only so many flower shops, and those flower shops have to compete against other flower shops. And the odds of a startup business succeeding is very low. 9 out of 10 businesses go out of business within the first 5 years. So when I first went into real estate, you know, many people come in and go, well, where are you going to get enough product for all of us to be able to get real estate? Well, you have to realize that you're not even aware that there are hundreds of thousands of houses available to you within driving distance in one day. There are hundreds of thousands of rental units out there within driving distance of one day. And when I first bought my first rent house and realized that there was really no limitation, it had 20 people wanting to rent it the day I bought it. And ever since I had single family houses, there's always been 10 to 20 people wanting to rent whenever you bought them. If you're doing it right, and most of you don't do it right, that's why you don't have that kind of availability. But when you're the best product at the best price, boom, people are knocking your door down. And you realize, man, I wish I had 10 more houses. I got 10 people right here that want to rent. And you're going, man, this is unlimited. I got to get another one. And you look around and go, there's plenty more to get. You don't run out of houses, and you don't run out of apartment complexes. And there is no limitation. There's no, well, you can only have X number of them, right? You've been told that, and you've been lied to and misrepresented. I had over 100 houses. There's mortgages on all of them except one, right? And so you say you can't do that. Yes, you can. It's unlimited, right? It's unlimited what you could do if you're willing to do it. Now, once you go to the apartment industry, it's even more unlimited because now you're not limited by your time and you're not limited by your money. You can use other people's time to operate these businesses, and you use other people's money to buy these businesses. And so there is no limitation except your willingness and desire to accomplish more and more and more in life. Now, don't get me wrong. I have always said that it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We're not out here just trying to make more and more and more and more money for the sake of more and more and more money. I'm just telling you, it's the awareness that if I ever want to make more money, I can simply just go do it and make more money. I'm at the point in my life where I really don't need to make a lot more money. I don't even need to make any more money, to be honest with you. But the point is that every once in a while, you still get that urge. You go, you know what? I wonder if I could do more. And the answer is yes. You can do more, you can have more, and there's no limitations, right? The next thing I learned and became aware of is the difference in people between those that are entrepreneurial, those that own businesses, and those that are employees. All of a sudden, when you buy an apartment complex or you start owning your own businesses, like a bunch of rent houses, you start to hear your friends differently. They start to sound like employees. Once you hire employees, you now know what the employee mentality is. And you look back, go, man, I had that employee mentality. I was immature. I believed that the world owed me a favor, that my boss owed me a favor, that the world should take care of me. And I used all kinds of disempowering statements like, why are they doing this to us? Why did they cut our pay? Why did they change our commission structure? I was pointing at them thinking they were the fault, when the real fault was I wasn't taking care of myself. And once I realized that I could take care of myself, I have to tell you, quite honestly, even though you still have friends, you're not going to have the same friends. Because now I hang out with people that are all self-empowered. That crybaby conversation would never make it with us. In fact, many times, because I just miss hearing it, I'll go sit down with people that don't know who I am, and I'll just listen to their conversation. You don't mind if I listen in? This is interesting. I did it at the gym all the time. I have guys sitting on the bike crying about their jobs being laid off in the oil industry, you know, wondering what they're going to do, talking about politics, how the government should fix it, how, you know, they should change the way oil is done. They should change the rules, the regulations, or they should just vote in longer and longer stints of unemployment. I mean, you just listen to these people go, my gosh, you've got 3 college degrees. You've got a regular degree, you've got a master's degree, and you've got a doctorate degree or a specialized degree. And you are blaming the world for not having a job? You are blaming the world for not having the income? My friends, this is a change that you will see. Because you will no longer be one of those employee mentality people. You will become an empowered person who believes whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe it can achieve. And you'll find that other things in your life will start to get better. You'll start being aware that people are ripping you off and you won't allow them to rip you off. You'll start understanding about sales and marketing, and you'll go into car dealerships and get way better deals because now you understand how all of it works. You'll understand government regulations. You'll understand how to avoid the snare of falling into making a mistake around government regulations to where you'll start to empower yourself to operate around regulations. My friends, you understand what's going on here. You are changed as a person. You will never be that sniffling, crybaby little person you were your whole life. You will now be strong, powerful, empowered individual that knows that they can take matters into their own hands and make things happen. Boy, that's probably the greatest change of all. Empowerment. Yeah. What does real estate do to you? It empowers you financially, psychologically, emotionally. And when I say we're not doing this just for the money, we're doing it for the lifestyle, you have to understand that lifestyle starts with your own personal empowerment. Have a wonderful day. Come on back and see us tomorrow. Email me if you like it. Ask Dell with your questions, and then we'll either do them on the show or I'll get back to you. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.